This is Psychic Sunday with your hosts, psychic medium Elizabeth Harbin, Terry Glazer, and Luann Morris. And now here's Elizabeth.
Hello? I can't hear anyone talking. All I heard was unmuted.
Can you hear us now?
Oh, I can hear you now.
Okay. Oh, my God. Yeah, well, okay. Well, okay, so caller, how can we help you tonight? What's your one question? How can we answer that for you?
My one question is about career, advancement in career. Just
okay.
Need to know how to navigate it.
Okay, anybody want to go first?
Kind of interesting because when I first started, when you first asked, I want to know about career, I had like this blank feeling, like, I don't know. And literally what I heard, I don't know. And when I hear, I don't know, it's usually that I don't know what direction I want to go. Do I want to stay here? Do I want to get some education, go a little further? And so I went ahead and drew some cards, and the cards that I got were creative. Love heals all fear, and definitely yes. So when I was asking about that, I was like, okay, I want to definitely yes card is really what stuck out the most. Because when you're saying something about assisting in a career, I was getting to, yes, advancing in career is great, but I wanted to go outside the comfort zone, which would be for the creative, and the love heals all fear comes in, because there is that fear of if I jump outside of my comfort zone or if I do new, you know, I might fall on my butt. Well, you're not going to fall on your butt. I guarantee that, because you're going to have more fun. You're going to be doing something you're liking, and you're going to end up making more money in the long run. What exactly is that? I don't know, because that's where, the beginning where I was getting the feeling, I don't know what I want to do. So that's where the sit down and that decision feels like it needs to come. What exactly is it that you're looking for? Are you looking for that huge change, or are you comfortable?
Okay. Luann, how about you?
I'm just getting that you, that your career is bountiful and that you're in charge of it. So whatever takes place, you're the one that controls where you do your best. You have lots of skills that you already have. Your pocket ready to go, and these are the skills that you need so you can just do this job effortlessly. And I'm getting the number 4. Does that have significance to you?
No.
Okay. Just put that aside and maybe come later.
Well, that could be 4 days. 4 weeks, 4 months. I mean, that's
on angel, like the angels.
Angel number 4. Well, if we look from the angel perspective, then it would be the angels are with you, send you the number 4 to reassure you that they've heard your prayers and are helping you now. So, pertaining to job and career, I have 4 cards. The first one is the our card, that is success. The second one is, we would term in modern days, as email, getting someone getting in touch with you. There's a response. The next card that I received was the fish. And the fish in this particular deck represents money, cash, raise, better job, bonus, those kinds kinds of things. And so I thought, I'm going to draw one more card just to see what that said. And it's yes. So all three of us pertaining to your job and career say yes, it's going to be successful. All three of us said it was successful. All three of us pretty much believe it's going to be money coming in, cash, bonuses, those kinds of things. But I think all three of us also get you have to be very specific as to what kind of job you're wanting to have. I think the other part is that you're also very, very creative. It might be a little bit difficult to decide which direction. And I think that's where the angel card comes in, because the angel will actually help that manifest itself. Okay. Bye.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you all very much.
You're okay, welcome. Head. Hope that helps.
Have a great night.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye. Okay. On to the next one. 2780, you were living on the air with Carrie Luann and Elizabeth. What's your question for tonight?
Hi, how are all y'all doing?
We're good, thanks. How are
Great.
You?
I'm doing all right. I'm glad that we got to get connected. I know the last time we got disconnected, and then tonight it was just silent, so I'm glad I'm getting to talk to y'all.
Well, hey, if you only knew, this isn't the first time that's happened in the last two shows, so it's all my fault. I forgot to turn we've got the microphones on, but I have to hit a button to turn the actual system on, and oh, well.
Well,
me, I did it.
Hey,
it happened.
It happened. Hey, I'm just glad that I'm getting to talk to y'all. It's been a while, so I hope that y'all are doing well and everything. And so my question is, I've been working with someone for emotional healing, like support, for the past, I guess, maybe several months or so now. And I was looking into adding in to potentially someone else into that. And I'm wondering if continuing doing the other person and adding in the second person, two different people doing their stuff, would be worth it or not.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And I can give you names. If
that was
no,
both of
them, we don't need it. All of them. All three of us are going,
okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
Eventually one feels like you'll have the two for a while. Maybe even three. One will drop off eventually, because you'll just get as far as you can with that and be like, okay, I got what I needed. Now I'll continue with this one. You're on the right path.
I think you
might see that.
Yeah.
Yellow brick road. I mean, I am literally seeing the yellow brick road as bright as it possibly can get.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, when I see that, I know you're on that right path. So
absolutely.
Keep doing what you're doing.
So Luann, your team?
Well, it's just about asking for help. It never hurts to ask for help. And there's always more than one person that can help with specific things.
I'm just going to throw this little bit in. I think when you've asked us that question before, and I remember the last time, Carrie and I, we were both looking at two people. We were both kind of looking at two people, and we went at one. And I think what's happening is that your situation is going to require either two or three. And I agree with Carrie. I think there's another one that's going to either pop in for a little while, pop back out. But the combination of the three of them, which is also the Holy Trinity, it is above, so below, you know, in between. It is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Is the triangle. It is literally like putting you into this amazing space of people working with you to help you, because it actually requires three or less to that situation. Does that make sense to you?
It does. And at first I was like, oh, when you said pop back in, I was like, yeah, I think I know which one you mean with that. But if there's a third person, that would make sense too with what you were saying. And then the connection with the Holy Trinity is kind of cool as well.
Yeah, and that's something that's kind of like important to you just in general, because that includes the angels, the spirit guides. That includes Archangel Bob, that also brings into play the Archangel Raphael, and of course we know the Archangel mindfulness with you all the time. I mean, we know that. But this is one of the most positive feels I've had for you in quite some time. What about you, Carrie?
Absolutely. And I also got love from parents and to remember you are a light worker.
Yes, because I got that you really need to concentrate on happiness, and that's what you're moving toward.
And something's changing with your family, and I'm not quite sure what it is, but whatever is taking place in the what would you say, the nucleus of the family, it is releasing its hold or whatever the hold that is on your physical body.
Well, the more she release, the more you release, and the more that you your work, and the more that you work with these people and inner light,
yeah,
the more your family dynamics start to shift.
That's true. They do. Mm-hmm. They do. So this is like going to be a happy surprise for you before the first of the year. So just get prepared for it. It's like a major breakthrough. I mean, there's several people around here. Carrie is in our studio. She's one of them. She's going to have a happy through as well, and I think that's what's happening with a lot of light workers who are in distress, whether it's mentally, physically, emotionally, whatever. But I think this is going to happen to you as well. Like I said, I cannot stress enough. This is just like some of the best news ever. It just feels like finally somebody figured out that it's not just one; it's multiple people to help you.
Sometimes it takes a village to help us get through our.
Yeah.
Stuff.
That does. So yeah,
yeah, and
this
that's
is.
Sometimes it's the. This is just the emotional. Sometimes there's a whole bunch for the physical and everything else. And I think
absolutely.
I think I know what y'all meant with the family part. That may have just been something financially tied, but I'm not 100% sure, or something else that shifted, but. I think I know what you're saying with that, and I do think there is more with the work that I've already been doing, and there's so much more work to go. I feel like it's the things that are not working that around me, it is starting to make those feel more uncomfortable because they're not in alignment anymore, or they weren't
uh-huh.
really in alignment, but they're more out of alignment. Does that make sense?
Sure. And that's part of what's happening is things are starting to it's the same way when the chakras get in alignment, things just work better. And sometimes you have to go into the darkest of the dark to come back out, because once you get the darkest of the dark, in many cases, not always, what happens is we just let go. And when we do, that's when we start seeing all of these amazing people pop up and they start helping us, and it's like, oh, where did these people come from?
Mm-hmm.
How did this happen? Why am I feeling so much better? And it's because you let go of the outcome. You let go of how it has to happen. You let go of how you have to be healed. It's a whole new world with that. And it sure feels like that's what's happening with you, but this is, I am so excited for you. I just cannot tell you how excited I am about this. This is fantastic news.
I also feel like you need to spend some time reflecting. Some self-reflection and rest are going to be important to you.
Okay.
Thank
all
you
right,
so
kiddo.
Much.
It just, it's all lights are go. All lights are green. And thank you for hanging around until I figured out why nobody was speaking to us.
No worries. Y'all are worth the wait. Thank you.
Okay, hon, we appreciate you. You take care.
Have a great night.
You too. You too.
All right. I can't believe I've done that twice.
Okay, we're having a, there will be a list, like a checklist.
A checklist. I was just thinking, maybe we need to have a checklist.
I even have a sticker that is actually on it. I just obviously can't read it.
Well, and what's funny is I even said right before we started, did you flip this on?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, she pushed them on.
Yeah.
But she didn't push the button
yeah.
to go
I didn't
with
unmute
them.
Anybody. Oh, my gosh. Okay, on to the next. Caller 6384, you are live and on the air with Carrie, Luann, and Elizabeth. How can we answer your question tonight?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I didn't even think I was going to make it.
Oh, you did. Trust me. It did.
Yeah, because there was some problems. You guys were having technical problems.
Oh, yeah.
I know how that is because I work in the tech support world.
Oh,
I deal with
okay.
crazy people all day long.
Okay,
yeah, well,
you totally understand it.
Well, I'm the crazy tech
yeah,
person
I'm not
here,
saying you guys
so
are crazy.
It. Yep.
I'm not saying you guys yep. are crazy.
No, no. I
agree.
Oh, no,
we own
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
We own that.
Well, I own it.
Okay. So my question
bad.
Is also related to career, but a little bit different because, I mean, I do have a job, but
uh-huh.
it's kind of a twist going on here because we were told about a month ago that, you know, the company was bought out by another company, but they had us in anticipation waiting. We had to wait like a whole month to know who this new company is. And it's a much bigger company. And this other company is a brand new company that acquired not only us, but many other companies that form a big company. So now the good news is that I'm part of the group that's
mm-hmm.
still working. They didn't let go, but a lot of us, like management and higher-up directors, they were all given notice that, you know, of course, anytime there's a merger and there's a
right.
buyout, I was
mm-hmm.
fortunate enough that I'm still part of that group. So with that said, what I'd like to know, I have a feeling there's going to be, like, opportunities here. I just want to make sure, you know, I'm going to be part of that. Like, I want to see myself growing, expanding. You know, I'm hoping for good things at this company for me was an opportunity to elevate myself here. What do you
okay.
guys think?
Carrie, what you got?
Well, it's kind of interesting because when you said grow and expand with this company, I don't see that. I see you can stay there doing what you're doing. I don't see...
Uh-huh.
Because what they're doing is they're taking people that were already in the company and putting them in the higher up positions. They're hiring from within their company, the one that merged in. So in order to get a higher up position, you may have to look outside of this company. But if you're not wanting to do that, your position is fine. You're safe. That's what
okay.
I'm feeling.
Well, you have to go with what you
yeah.
feel. I mean, we're not going to. You know, just make
it's not. It's not a bad company, and it's not
mm-hmm.
bad people that are coming in. It's just this company knows the people that are already doing those positions,
mm.
and those are the ones that are getting advanced.
Those are the ones that are getting advanced. Those are the ones
well,
that are.
Is there a man in charge of your specific area?
There's many guys in charge. There's a manager now. There's a director. So,
okay.
yeah.
I just see that you may have to learn some other skills from
yeah,
some of the people
that
are,
yep.
oh,
yeah,
okay,
and that you need to practice patience to conquer what's left of the merger. You know, it's going to take some strength on your part to remain a part of it.
Right.
Okay. Well, let me throw this out at you. I've experienced probably 5 to 7 mergers in my career. And one of the things that we had to remember is to feel what we know is our feelings and not other people's feelings. Or do you want to make sure that you know how you feel and what you're picking up on? And I know what Carrie's talking about is that, yes, they're going to be obviously bringing in the people that they want to bring in, which is what they do. However, I do want to throw one thing out at you. I would listen to what Lucien had to say about more education coming in. I know there's going to be, and there will probably need to be more intense time to learn. But what I see is a great successful transition. In other words, I see this working, but let me kind of go with Carrie's thing. I also see the potential for her to work for this company, but outside of where this building is.
Okay.
So that statement that you made of her being on the other side of the space, that just kind of rang true with me, because it's like it's the same company, but they are putting her upstairs, but they would actually maybe put her in a different location so that she could be doing different things from that place. And that's coming. I mean, that opportunity, it just feels like it's right there. So it gives her the opportunity to get out of that, let's say, where that space is. It will also lift her up as well. So you've got a lot of great things that are going to be coming for you here.
And does the number two have any significance for you?
What's the number?
Yeah.
Two.
The number two. Okay. Well, let's see what the number two. Okay.
Did you, yes, caller?
Okay, let
Hello?
Me put this out there, caller. So we're talking about the number two. If we look in the angel book, what number two represents is it says everything is fine, it will continue to be so. Keep believing, especially since your feelings of hope lead to more positive outcomes. The angels can beat your faith if you'll ask for help. So the number two is going to be very significant for you. This feels like it could be 2022 when there's going to be a lot of change. And I know some things happen because one of the devices that we have on our table, when spirit comes around, it makes the lights on the objects light up, and we just have that blue light pop in and out when we were discussing. So it also feels like it's spiritually protected as well.
It's also, when you said two, I was getting that the next 2 weeks are full and changing, but to just remember to breathe and hang in there. Mm. Because when Elizabeth was saying that there will be opportunities for you to go outside of, be part of the company, but outside mm-hmm. of this unit, that's ringing little bells for me. Mm-hmm. But it was like these next 2 weeks, just hang in there.
And that's certainly where her patience and strength is going to come
in. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Sense.
Well, then they're also looking, too. They're also looking at who knows what they're doing, who's willing to work harder, who's willing to, you know, go outside the box, learn mm-hmm. new things, and that's where the learning comes in.
Exactly. So somebody's watching you, and they are paying attention, but watching you in the way of, can this person be a potential for us to utilize higher up? And because they kept you, that tells me they find value with you. So this is really exciting because you have value to the company as well. Yeah, there's going to be a lot happening for you in a good way. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
No problem.
Okay. All right, to the next caller. 7618, you were live and on the air with Carrie, Luann, and Elizabeth. What's your question for us tonight?
Hey, my name is Stacy. Hey, ladies, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, Stacy.
Okay. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I have a question. I am looking to submit my resume, and I'm very intuitive. I see a position in the HR department as far as health benefits, and I would love to get that position. So I might have to work my way up to it, which is fine, but I would like to know, when would be a good time for me to start submitting my resume?
Okay. I used to work in HR, so just kind of let me jump in on this, if you would. The absolute perfect time is actually it's actually in October. However,
okay,
Mercury's going to go into retrograde. You don't want to do anything during that period. And then the second thing that happens is November is when the holidays start. And then what happens is you start gearing up for Christmas. And then you start having all of this. It's just a totally different kind of situation. So since it is HR, either go ahead and submit when you feel comfortable, because you should always listen to your intuition. If not, this should be a goal for you for 2022.
Hmm. I Okay. So
listen to your intuition. If it tells you, you know, and also look at, you know, also look to see when Mercury's going to be in retro. But listen to what happens. I was the person that always got the resumes, and I sent them on to different reps so they could look them over, so that they could call the people and say, we'd like for you to come in for an interview, or we do this, or we do that. Of course, it's totally different in many situations. Everything's online, and it just goes to direct whatever. So I'm asking you to take your intuition and to listen to that, and when it tells you this is the perfect time to do it, then to do it.
Ah, okay. That sounds awesome. Okay.
Because
sounds
this is
good.
Going to be a benefit to you when you're in the job.
Yes,
but we're,
I want
you
that
job. Going, you really, in wording, go and say, I have chosen this job and I have it now. I've chosen this job and I have it now. And what you're doing is you're telling the universe, hey, there's no if, and, or but. She said she wanted it. She has it. Okay. She's chosen it. So you choose it. I have that job now. The other part of this, you would be absolutely fantastic in that position. You're compassionate. You're knowledgeable. You're friendly. You're approachable. You're smart. You're just a perfect person for HR. But you've got to have some thick skin too, because it's not always easy. It can be challenge, but I think you can do it. Harry, what have you got?
Well, it's really interesting. Right before you said, I'll do this because I wrote down about it, and it was just like, big, you got this.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, be thankful for it. Claim it. I want this job. This is my job. Be grateful for it. It's yours. It'll happen very soon. And just keep it simple. You'll see three things that came up were just – keep it simple. Don't make it complicated, because you have a tendency to overthink things.
Right.
You're right. Okay. That's what one of my friends told me, and she actually, I'm glad you mentioned keep it simple. That's what I have been doing. And that's what she told me. Just keep it straight simple. Don't go overboard on it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Maintain your balance.
Okay. I'll keep it simple. Sounds good.
Yep. Maintain balance and keep it going. And Mercury goes into retrograde 9/27.
Oh, geez. Does it really? Oh,
yeah, another
man.
Week.
Okay, well, then that's why that would be if she's going to apply for it now and not later.
Yeah.
Because once you get Mercury into retrograde, then after that's over, then... Oh.
To October 17th.
Okay, it goes on into October. Okay. So, anyway, good luck on that. We just see you have it, and... best of luck on all levels. You're
so
welcome.
You October 17th.
October 17th is the end.
That's the end. Mercury goes out of retrograde
October
17th. And it goes in retrograde
September the 27th.
Oh, my goodness. It's right around the corner. Okay, Hannah, take care. Let us know how things are going.
It's already been showing.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's been showing its butt.
But, yeah,
sure.
Okay, well, that's one I'm going to blame on the on the lack of
computer
skills.
I'm listening through static again today. It's like, wow. Like, really statically, I remember having to stretch to listen, and I'm like,
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right, on to the next. Caller 6016, you're live and on the air with Carrie Luann and Elizabeth. How can we answer your question tonight?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. So good to talk to you guys tonight. My name is Tanika.
Hi, Tanika.
Hi. I have a job question, career also. I wanted to know if I'm going to be in a different job in October. I've been going on interviews like crazy, and my current job, I actually do want to know from you guys if you see it coming to an end or not, because supposedly it might be. It's in the medical field, and it might be coming to an end because of the mandate. So I'm not sure if I'm going to be there or not next month, because I haven't heard anything. And if it is, I'm ready to go. And I just wanted to know if you saw it ending or not. And if you do, what job do you see me in?
Well, this one's definitely coming to an end. And I think that don't let it catch you by surprise, because you already know it's coming. So don't be upset by it. Just know that it's going to make room for something new, something that's going to where you can use your current skills. It's going to be a job you've been looking for.
Almost feels like she's going to use more skills.
Yeah.
Like skills that you haven't used in a while that it's like, yay, finally.
Yeah, she'll be able to use them all.
It doesn't feel like you're going to be out of work hardly at all.
Mm-mm.
But I think what's going to happen is the demands or the requirements are going to wind up being so... it's going to be so strong that it's going to be kind of like you either do or you don't. And if you don't, then that's it. I mean, it feels like there's not going to be any leeway in whatever these decisions are. And because of that, what I do want to throw out to you that all three of us are picking up that it's different, but it's going to be like Carrie was talking about, skills that you haven't used before. What is this creativity that you have?
I'm very creative. I used to draw and write, and I'm really good with fashion and like all that kind of stuff in that world. And I was applying to a lot of retail jobs recently. I did retail for a lot of years before I tried out the medical field. And I go back and forth with whether or not I want to step back into it, because it's on your feet a lot. The whole day my feet started hurting. That's why I stepped away from it. But I know it's easy. It's less money, though, and I know it's easy for me to get into it. So I go back and forth even tonight about whether or not I want to accept any of the offers I've gotten and if that's the answer or not, or, you know. But that's probably what you're picking up.
Go ahead, Luann.
I was just going to say you need to accept that one job that's the shining star for you, the one that you want on top. That's the one you need to go for. The one where you can use all your skills and bring your...
Well, there's also something with design that's going to be coming into play. And this would be being able to design stuff from home more so than her being on her feet all the time. I mean, it's going to be a combination. It's going to be a different type of situation. And, you know, I think that's going to be a different world for you. I think a lot of the fashion or whatever the design or however the creativity part is changing, and that's not going to be – it just feels like it's going to be a different situation for you. But I'm going to go with Luann going, yeah, wait until it's the one that you get that – that, oh, wow, yeah, this is what I want. This is what I've chosen. This is the job that I've chosen. But it feels like it's on its way to you. Carrie, what do you want to add?
I just feel a whole lot of changes, and the card that I drew was changed, that there's, you know, that's where, okay, thank you. That's where you get this little thing that you've got in your gut right now of maybe I should just stay in the profession I'm doing right now and just keep doing this. Because the change that goes on in the industry that, you know,
design
industry. Thank
fashion.
You. I was thinking, I was a makeup artist for many years, and that changes every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets a little nerve wracking and scary because it's like, okay, what's the colors going to be today? What's the designs going to be today? Can I keep up with that? I haven't done it in a while. And that's the part of being on your feet and doing things. And, you know, because it's interesting because I was seeing along the lines of your designs going down a runway.
Wow.
So that would mean that you are going to have to work a lot harder, but also it's a lot more fun because, you know, there's a song that keeps playing in my head, and it's, hey, 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 I'm on vacation. I love my occupation, and I'm on vacation. That's what I keep hearing, and then I kept seeing, like, kind of this runway in the show going with your designs and your...
How many stars are on this card?
Out there, you know, because it's different. What you design is different.
Eight stars on this card, so.
Eight stars?
Eight.
But the number I'm
that's,
getting for
that's
you is
infinite,
seven.
That's abundant.
Yeah.
That's
prosperity.
Prosperity.
And business. And the other thing that I'm going to throw out there, and I think we're just agreed that it's going to be more of the professional profession of the design and that. What I was listening to as soon as Carrie said about the runway was that she's going to be introduced to someone who's going to be introducing her to that either area or situation or whatever to get her out of this constantly being on one's feet all the time into being a different. It's the same kind of, you have to be creative and use your senses and knowledge of design and stuff, but it gets her foot in the door to get to this next step.
So caller, can you tell me, has it been several years since you've actually been in the design industry?
Yeah, it's been about that time since I've been in the retail setting. That is about the time that I stepped away and tried out the medical field. And I don't know if you guys are picking up on a store called Express. Maybe. I don't know if you've ever heard of that store. But
some of the stores, when you go into the retail stores and stuff, they do have opportunities to have runway. So I'm not necessarily, if it's you drawing and designing the clothes, or if it's you helping people and putting the clothes on and helping them with their own image. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. It's definitely helping with image and helping people design their clothing.
And you know what I also saw? That when you said that, I saw her own label.
Putting things together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I saw her own label on the tag of items. So it's going to be like a major deal. It seems like it's going to be kind of a little slow at first.
Yeah, it's getting the foot, getting comfortable, and getting your confidence back is what it keeps feeling like.
Yeah,
it's just allowing that confidence to come back and, well, I know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to put that blouse with this blouse, but I don't like that color, so let's create a new color. It's almost like creating new and getting that design book out. See, do you actually draw your own designs?
I used to draw a lot when I was younger, and everything you just said are things that come natural to me. Like, I'm really good at just, even at work, people that I actually do like in secret, like I go to them and tell them, you know, go on this website, or I'm going to send you this link, this would look great, and I just see you in this. Like, all that stuff does come naturally to me, and I did have a better sense of self-image when
I
was
going back
that,
to what Luann and Elizabeth, okay, there's something in the background of that. I don't know if you're picking that up, Elizabeth.
I'm hearing someone almost saying yes or go for it.
Okay.
That's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing a female voice as she's talking going, like they are literally agreeing with her. And that's why I wrote this down. Listen for EVP from this point on, because it's as if someone is actually agreeing that, yes, you're on the right track.
So where I'm going here is to get that box or bin or whatever that is that you have your past drawings in, your notebooks, whatever that is, and continue and finish on with those designs. I like what Luann was saying earlier, and I believe Elizabeth also came in with reiterating on that, was to make sure that when you go into the retail, that it's not just going in to sell and to, you know, oh, that looks great on you. It's going into a place that's a little bit more of literally helping people with it. It almost feels like shopping for someone, like, I can't remember what they're called now, where you go and
a personal shopper.
Mm-hmm. Where you're going in shopping for someone and buying their clothes and purchasing their clothes for them, an image consultant. Thank you. Is that what? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
The word image is shouting in my head.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to leave you with one more thing, Tanika, and the thing that I heard was you were ahead of your time, and so the universe had you go into the healthcare professional, and now you're done, and now it's time for you to get back into the mainstream because now your designs are ready to rock and roll. It's like now is your time. It is time for you.
Can I just say, like, I was worried about it because I want to so bad, but the money is not great. Like, all they have to offer me is, like, part-time for, like, $17 an hour. And I was thinking of trying to get a car soon for the first time, and I'm afraid.
Well, that's a major purchase. That's a major decision. Again, what we caution is you have to listen to your intuition. If it says yes, go for it, then by all means do. If it says no, then don't. But this is happening awfully loud, and I think one of the things that Carrie was trying to get across in this is, or and maybe it was Luann, there's going to be a job offer that comes to you that you're going to look at this and go, I cannot turn it down. Mm-hmm. In other words, there's not going to be, ooh, should I take this? It's going to be, I got to have it. I got to do this.
Money's
is
not going to matter because it will eventually flow.
It will
flow.
Absolutely. It, because you'll see that there is potential with that. But I think the job that's where you are, it's going to come to a close pretty soon.
Okay,
I'm getting the number 7 for you, so I'm thinking in the next 7 months it's all taking place. It could be weeks, or, but.
Yes, it's either 7 days, 7 weeks, or 7 months.
Yeah, 2022.
2022 for sure.
For me to leave the medical field?
I think the medical field is going to be, I don't know, that feels like it's coming up sooner.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like October.
Yeah.
That's going to leave you, yeah.
Yeah, it just feels that way because there's pressure. I feel pressure on this date or this month.
Yeah. Well, you've already done what you needed to do there. You set your intentions.
Mm-hmm.
You helped a lot of people. You did what you needed to do there. It's just time to go ahead and let that go.
Yeah.
It's okay.
So by October 17th, Mercury will be out of retro. Continue with the job applications. Continue with things that you know. That what?
Well, the card with the stars is the 17th card.
Oh, okay. So after the 17th.
Yeah,
okay.
After the 17th.
All right. So, Tanika, we know it's out there. We know it can be done, but we also know that that healthcare situation is going to be going by the wayside. We know that too. So basically what's going to happen is it's going to go no matter what. So now this is going to give you the opportunity to decide one of the many job offers or opportunities you want to take.
Okay. Okay, I'm glad.
Good.
I like the job that's for
it's
you.
It's scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. I only went into it because of the fun, the money, and I thought it would be more prosperous for me, but I'm miserable. And now the jobs I'm going back into, as an adult, you know, you need to make a certain amount of money, and it's scary going for so less, but I'm trying to have faith, you know. I'm just afraid of struggling, but I'm trying to have faith.
Carrie, you were going to say something?
A lot of times when we go into a job that pays less, but it's where we're supposed to be, it ends up being the best thing that we've ever done for ourselves, and then it eventually ends up being the highest paying job we've ever got. Whether that's in financial freedom or whether that's in healthy flow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well,
all right.
That makes sense.
Good luck.
Thank you.
We wish you the best of luck. And we see you working this out really well. It just looks like it's going to flow for you.
Thank you.
Okay, and you take care. We will talk soon.
Bye. Yes.
Okay. Bye.
Have a good night.
Top 7 6 1 8. Isn't that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Caller 6176. We're live and on the air with Carrie, Luann, and Elizabeth. What's your question for tonight?
Hi. Yes. My question is: is there a chance like me? Finding remote work that I can do. I mean, is there, because I'm looking and it's kind of like nothing's coming up.
Well, I have to be honest with you. I'm not seeing anything, and I'm kind of scanning out there for something that you can do, like in a remote fashion. Luann, what have you got? I'm just not getting.
I think something is coming around, but I'm not sure when. And it's going to.
Okay, let me ask you something. What
What are you looking for? I'm really confused here.
Yeah.
What are you looking for to do?
I've got that spinning feeling.
Customer service. That's basically data entry.
Is that something you – sorry, go ahead.
No.
Is that
okay, go ahead. Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Is that something you really want to do, though? Is data entry something that really just fills your soul?
I would like to start my own business. Seriously, I would like to start my own business, but I'm like,
okay,
I don't know what area to go into. That's the only problem.
Okay,
so
that's
spin.
The confusion.
Okay, that's the confusion and that's the spin. Because the data entry, as soon as you put that out there, I was like, oh, geez. And I just felt drained. I felt pulled down. And I felt like this isn't going to go anywhere for me because you're very creative and you're very – right now, your motivation, which is surprising because if I look at you as a person and your energy as a person, you're very motivated. But right now, I just feel like something's got me pulled down.
Does it have anything to do with books?
Connor, does it have anything to do with books? Is it
books,
writing
no.
books?
Oh, okay.
Book. I mean, I journal a lot. That's the only thing.
That explains that.
Journaling.
Oh. Okay, so if you're journaling and you utilize that area and that space, one of the techniques that we use in the artist's way is to use that journaling to ask, what is my profession? What is my best use of my talent? What should I do? And you ask it every day until you get an answer.
What's your passion?
What's your passion? I know that the reason we're confused, all three of us are, is because you really need to be your own boss and you need to be doing your own thing. But I feel like I have to have something. That's what I'm feeling. Like I need to have some kind of something, some income to get me over until I actually can get into my own thing. If it's
right,
something that... I mean, we have to be realistic. We know this is not going to bring your soul joy, but we also know that the idea of you working in your own space will bring your soul joy. But I'm going to have to really go strongly with Luann when you were talking about that book, because I think that's how she's going to find her answer is through journaling, because that's how all of us got our answers was through
right.
that journaling technique from The Artist's Way.
Yes. That's a good technique
okay.
to help you focus.
And it isn't something that is psychic. It isn't something that is just like, oh, my God. But you know what it will do? It'll help cut out the crap that's running around in your head. I can't do this. What if I fail? What if I can't support myself? What if I never get another job? What am I going to – how am I going to – blah, 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 blah. It will literally get rid of that for you. But – this is intentional journaling. This is taking journaling to the next level. This is actually one of the things that you can do is go out or go online and purchase The Artist's Way, the very first book. Purchase The Artist's Way book if you don't have it. And it will talk you through what you can do about the journaling to get rid of the stuff that will give you a clearer picture of what your talent is, because I just see you
successful
but confused.
And you know what? When I first time I did The Artist's Way, several of my pages were just choice word over and over and over again.
Basically, we
just to get out of my own head. And you wake up every morning, you do your three pages, and you just get whatever is in your head that is making you spinny. Sometimes I just
puke it on the page.
You just puke it on the page, exactly. And sometimes I just wrote spinny, 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 and then my F-bomb word. You know, whatever that is
mm-hmm.
for you,
mm-hmm.
that just happens to be something that I get that energy out with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't mean everybody has to get their energy out with that, but that's my thing.
So in the meantime, our suggestion is this. Look, if that's data entry will give you that comfort zone or it will give you that net, then go for that. Customer
okay.
service, I don't know that you really want to get into that. If data entry is just a totally different kind of an animal compared to customer service can really
zap a person very, very quickly, and it gives you no energy to be creative. I mean, it just, it can zap you dry. But if that is something that you're going to believe that will help you, then do that. But in the meantime, get into this journaling and really get serious about it so that it can get rid of all those blocks.
Okay. Yeah, because I need something like really right now because I need to get out of where I'm at.
Yeah, it's not a good place. I mean, it's not a good place, but we also don't want you just to jump out.
Right. And that's a good thing to start with in mm-hmm. your journal. Is getting yourself, I need to get myself out of this place.
Yep.
Here's why. Mm-hmm. Here's what's making me uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Just put that in the pages.
Right.
It's just like you're talking out loud, but getting it out of your head.
Because if you read The Artist's Way, which we can all recommend, spiral notebook is the best way because you're doing 3 pages a day, and you never have to go back and look at these pages again.
Ever again.
I can't read mine.
Because what you're doing is releasing what's running around in your head so you can get to the real stuff.
I've got to get out of this job. I hate my boss. What a bunch of assholes. I mean, it's just it can go on and on and on. I'm not valued. I will never work in a place that that doesn't respect me. I will never, blah, blah. And you just keep going and going and going until
the negative stuff out.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you go, yeah, but you know what I could do? I could actually do blah, blah. And this, apparently tonight, that's that theme. Everybody that's called in is really, really creative, and they really want to be their own boss. It's just getting them to that point where...
That shift.
Think somebody's going to come along that's going to have the same passion as you that may inspire you to really go that way.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a man.
See a man?
I see a younger man who has the same passion.
Mm.
Well, that just sounds like bonus points to me. All right. Okay. Well.
Okay.
And I'm getting the number 10, which could be 1 or 10.
Okay. Well,
let
me see what the number 10 is. Okay. The number 10 is this. The universe wants you to hold positive thoughts about this situation.
Perfect.
And everything is working out for your highest good. Call upon the universe to help you stay optimistic as your thoughts are an influencing factor in the outcome. The place that you're at is just killing the soul. It is not helping whatsoever.
Yes, it is.
And
yes, it's a home environment. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
I got to get out.
Yeah. Then that's where you start with your journaling.
Just see that as a means to an end, not as your major focus.
Anything that's going to hold you back. Okay. Awesome.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Good luck.
Okay, hon. You bet.
Bye.
Have a good night.
Okay.
There's some major static tonight.
I don't.
Nobody likes
Sorry.
Okay. So we're just kind of taking a bit of a break here. It's at the top of the hour. And we're going to try and adjust a couple of things because I'm actually getting a little bit of static here. So I'm going to... just kind of adjust these.
Fine.
Okay.
Snap, crackle, pop.
Mine's great.
I have nothing. Yeah, it's nice and clear.
Okay. So let's see.
Okay.
All right. On to the next.
That was awesome.
You're welcome, by the way.
Thank you.
I don't know how that works.
She can't punch a button, but she can make your
I can do that. Yes. I do have talent. I have skills, y'all. I need a new one. I think is what it is.
No, you can keep, if it keeps that static I was having, that was major static.
Well, sometimes it just, I don't know if it's our energy or.
I was just going to say, I
think it's our energy.
It could be
there's
me too, but.
It's always rolling around in here.
Yeah. All right. Caller 6820, you were live and on the air with Carrie Lou Ann and Elizabeth. What's your question tonight?
Hi, thank you so much for taking the call, and I've really enjoyed the show thus far.
Well, thank you.
I was listening to the previous caller, and I swear I think you guys are picking up on me when you were talking about that the job. Life is going very interesting right now, and things are working out pretty good for me. I did get some just a little sad news today, but I'm still keeping my spirits up. The thing that my question is regarding career.
Okay.
The job I have right now, it's debilitating. I get sick on Sundays when I know it's about time for me to get ready to prepare for work for the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And I just need something new. I am applying. There's one job that I really am very, very interested in. I just haven't heard anything from them. Just want to know, what do you see?
Okay. Oh, okay. So let me just tell you what I've got. I have two cards here. One is a female, and the next card is like the ring, R-I-N-G. And what that stands for is making a commitment or staying married to it. And what that means to me is to continue pursuing that job that you really, really are choosing. Not wanting, you're choosing to actually have that job. There's a change coming, a major change coming for you, because this job that you're in is just killing my soul. It's just killing me. I don't like that place. Oh, my God, I don't like that place. And it does not do a thing for you, but literally it makes you sick mentally. It makes you sick mentally, physically, and spiritually.
Yes, yes.
I mean, all the above. And that's not how we were meant to live. I mean, that's just not how we are. We're not created that way. And the other thing is you are also very intuitive. You're very empathic. Yeah. And what's happening is not only are you picking up on your own energy, but you're picking up on the other energies of the other people. And that is literally physically making you sick.
Yes. I'm so emotional.
Yeah.
You can feel it.
Yeah, you can feel that. So one of the things that we're going to suggest is to, before I used to go to work, I would sit in the car and I would take sea salt and just in a little container, and I would throw it like into the floorboard and I would just put my feet all over it before I walked into the building. And I would just take that sea salt and I would go, I am protected. I only know my emotions. I don't have to pick up anybody else's emotions. I am protected. I am safe and blah, blah. Then I would get out of the car and then go on into the building. But I would literally have to get myself grounded before I would go in there, because I would wind up being so sick at my stomach that I always thought I was going to throw up.
That's where I am right now. And every Sunday, this is where I get
every Sunday. And you can't even enjoy Sunday because, you know, you get off on Friday and then you go, thank you, God. And then you can sleep all night Friday and maybe into Saturday. But sometimes Saturday night, something tells you, you know what, Sunday's coming. You know what that means?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It happened this morning.
You can't go to church. You can't enjoy your worship. You can't enjoy Sunday breakfast, you can't enjoy a brunch, because in your mind you're having to battle the place that you hadn't even gotten to yet.
Yep.
Okay. So we definitely understand what is happening. So Carrie, what are you picking up?
Okay, that was interesting. You're talking twice to me now. So you guys are getting that too. It wasn't just my headset.
No,
yeah. Okay.
Hello. Okay,
caller,
I'm here. I can hear now.
Are you there? Okay.
So is Elizabeth?
Okay.
Perfect. So as Elizabeth was talking about doing the sea salt on the floorboard of the car and rubbing your feet in it, one of the things I used to do was take orange oil vanilla oil and mix them together with a little bit of water and spray myself right before I walk in. There's something about that citrus, but the balance of the warmth of vanilla.
Ooh.
Throughout the day, I would refresh that and just it would shift my mind and my attitude and to be able to work and deal with the people that were around me that had the attitudes or were putting off that negative energy. But also, I'm getting to music for you. There's something about turning on music and shifting the energy throughout your day. That's really important for you. Music's important for you. That's almost it's a healer for you. But also, it puts you in that mindset when you're doing your pages, and because I also, do the pages, that just, it's amazing at how much of that negativity throughout, from that job you can get out, and how much, I don't want to be sick in my stomach anymore. I'm tired of feeling this way, just putting all that out there in the universe. Hey, bring me something that I can love and enjoy. So it's shifting that. But getting all that out and listening to that music, just there's something about the joy in music that just shifts your energy. And that's important right now.
Lorraine, what you got?
Well, I just feel it's time for you to start reflecting about what your accomplishments that you already accomplished that meant something to you. If this job doesn't have any meaning for you, if it's what are your past accomplishments that really you were passionate about? Reflect on those, because you're going to have two decisions coming up.
Okay. So you have two decisions that are coming up. Throw out as many positive wordings that you can write to manifest this job. See yourself with this job. And I'm going to have to ask you this because I'm seeing this, and I don't normally try and bring this up, but this person's not going to leave me alone unless I do. Do you have a female that's in spirit?
Yes.
Is this your mom?
I'm sorry.
Is this your mom?
My mom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I have to say this because we've already had this discussion. It's like, no, you're not supposed to show up till Monday. On mediumship Monday. But let me just say this. I feel so strongly in the fact of you being so upset about having to go to work tomorrow that I cannot not have her tell you how much she loves you.
Thank you.
And that she's going to help you with this job. And she's going to help you find a new one. Okay.
Trust in that.
I just want you to trust it, and I think we're gonna have to wrap this up because I'm gonna cry and then I won't be able to read anything.
Does the number 9 mean anything?
No, but I cannot not have her say that to you because you're gonna have to face the lions and the tigers and the bears tomorrow. But what I need for you to know is that she's gonna be there with you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Carrie,
can I just say one thing? Can
sure.
I just say one thing about that really, really quickly? I just moved, relationship ended, and I was struggling with something really, really, really hard about the move. Fast forward, my mom came to me and just said, I'm fixing this. And before I could even figure out how to work something out, it worked out, and I know it was her.
Absolutely.
So thank you. That was the confirmation.
That's where that,
so thank
okay.
you very much.
Okay, so next week is Mediumship Monday, because Mom has a lot more to say.
And you need to call back.
And you need to call back, because this week is going to be, if you do those pages, you listen to that music, follow your heart. I was also getting that it's okay just to take a day off because you want to.
Oh, my God. Thank you. How about I was going to take off tomorrow? Thank you.
Take it off. Take a break.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scream, but thank you. That's
no, Okay.
Wow.
So
thank you.
We all
you
need
ladies.
Mental health days every now and then.
Well, especially when you work in a place like that. Yeah.
Well, considering where she's working, that's as close to hell as we can get. Well, not really, but I mean the emotional component of that for her. Oh my God, this is crazy.
However,
yeah.
they don't know your mom either. So, and we do. So they just better watch out.
I'm interested to see what this week is going to bring, because I just mean this week is going to be full of shifts and just being
yeah.
cleared. And pardon me, I know.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I'm going to put it out there.
So I can call back in and let you know.
Okay.
It's Elizabeth.
It's going to be September the 27th. That's mediumship Monday.
That's next Monday.
Okay.
Yep. It's a Monday.
Not tomorrow, but the following.
Yeah. And call back
okay,
from 8
you.
To 10. Okay.
Thank you.
All right,
so
you take care, and your mom's going to just hang with you for quite some time. So just letting you know, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay, hon. You take care.
Good luck.
Blessings to you all. Thank
you.
You too.
Have
a great night.
So,
okay.
I know you're not supposed to be doing that, but you have a situation, and of course that's for you guys too. If there's a situation that were to come up, the same kind of reaction, and you had, and you're talking to someone and somebody shows up, that's what you do. You don't just, you know, back them off. Go,
yeah.
No, we can't. Not when she's going to.
And it was so emotional.
Ooh.
That you know that's something that you've got to do.
Yeah.
That's being ethical.
Well, and it's that fighting the lions and the tigers and feeling like she's moved. Her mom's not here.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what that's like. You
I know
what
that's
like when
yeah.
a parent is not
yeah.
there. And you just want to get something from that parent that says, yes, by God, you're actually watching over me. And if somebody else says, yeah, this is what they're saying, it's like, okay, we don't always believe in ourselves, but we'll certainly understand if somebody else brings it up.
It's really I put this out there just a little bit. It's because, you know, I posted something on my personal Facebook page that said, you know, never feel guilty. You do something personal for yourself.
Right.
You know, when it's something that, you know, you absolutely need, like taking tomorrow off, it was like, I almost gave you permission.
I think we did.
It was like, yeah, I need permission to, because we're brought up, a lot of us are brought up that, you know, you take a job, you stay committed, you stay loyal, you take the crap that comes with it.
Exactly.
You know, you do all this, and that's not how it is. You know, we shouldn't have to have permission to take a mental break because we're being abused in a job. That's what this is, literally.
She is, really.
Is mentally being abused in a job.
Yeah.
And taken advantage of, and that's not okay.
But her mom is going to take care of it. And, I mean, there's no question in my mind, but it was one of those situations where, you know, if you just don't stop, she's either going to push my chair or something's going to happen.
Yeah.
And it's like, I might as well just go ahead and just give in. But
absolutely.
It's because she needed to hear that.
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. Next caller. 0837, you were live and on the air with Carrie Lewin and Elizabeth. What's your question tonight?
Hi. I called you guys a while ago. I was in a really bad job. Seems like that's the issue. And I was happy to leave that job. I mean, I kind of wasn't. It was dramatic. But, I mean, in the long run, I was. But I've been out of work for a couple months now, and I just got like a little job, and I am so not happy. Like, I didn't start it yet. I asked her if I could have a month, and when I had called you before, you had said something about sound healing, and you said go back and listen to the thing, and I did, but I couldn't find what you were talking about. But anyway, I don't want to go to this job. I don't know how to explain it. I just got it and people were happy. It does feel like a theme. Like I was listening to every single person with the same issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody is having those. That I mean, it has come down to that. I hate this job, or I don't want to go to that job, or something along those lines.
Well, COVID didn't help the energy. It definitely did not help it.
No.
Stirred it and made it wonky.
Yeah.
It's
full moon energy. It's also the solar, what was that, the solar flare? It took place.
Yeah.
So everybody's emotional.
Caller, I have a question.
Yeah.
There was a call that I remember back where we talked about doing the sea salt cave.
Yes.
Was that you by chance?
Yes, and I went back to listen to it. I never could find what you were. She said something about the tuning forks that I was getting into, and I couldn't find it unless, like, the show got cut off. She said it was at the beginning. Yes, I just, I did, my friend recommended me for a job, and I'm like, you know, I should just do it because I haven't.
Here, let me tell you why the feeling that I'm getting, why you're challenged with your jobs is because you keep doing jobs that you're not, these aren't meant for you. And so the universe is telling you, you're not supposed to be doing this. You're just doing this for money. This is not the direction you're supposed to be going. We've given you the direction, and we've given you this. And yes, I know you need to have an income, but you are meant to be along the lines of, number one, doing your own thing. And you know that. And you are strong enough to do this, and you can do it. And you do have the means of doing it because you're very smart and know how to manipulate and get what you need. And what I mean by manipulate, and manipulate it in a positive way to get the finances to do your cave. Because this is, you know, I was just, it's interesting again because I was just talking to my husband again today. He asked me, what do you want for your birthday? And I said, I want to do that sea salt cave.
Oh, my God.
It's a room that they have here near us where you go, where they've done it. It's all sea salt. And you go in and you sit. I think it's for 45 minutes to an hour. And you sit in the sea salt. And you breathe it in. You can bring your headset. You can bring a book. But you just go in and relax. And it's really interesting. I don't remember a whole lot of, you know, we talk 100 people a month.
I know. I can't believe that.
So when you came in and saying that sound, the tuning forks are amazing. I've never in my life been real into tuning forks and had someone that did it right. When you get someone that knows what they're doing, that is interested in helping and healing people. It's like Reiki masters. There's hundreds of Reiki masters out there, but it may just, you may have to go through three of them before you find the perfect one for you.
It's true.
And that's it's, you know, not everybody is true to what this is. Okay. But you have that and it keeps coming up for you. So the universe is saying, you know, you go from crap job to crap job and that's what this is going to be. Complain about want to, but that's not what you're supposed to be doing, and you know that, and that's why you're having trouble there. You're never going to settle in a regular job.
Do you think I should do it part-time at least?
I'm going to have to say yeah. What do you
I'm going to say yes, because you've got to have a way to start it.
You've got to have an income so that you get to that point, but I'll tell you one thing. That is not satisfying my soul. It just is not.
No. Especially angry.
Not at all.
Yeah.
This feels so temporary to me. It's already gone.
Yeah, she's presented something new.
Yeah, I mean, this feels so temporary.
And it's going to help steady your emotions. And I also got the number 4 for you.
Number 4. Let's see what it is. Number 4.
It's the angel.
Okay, number 4 says the angels are with you. They send you the number 4 to reassure you that they've heard your prayers and are helping you. So, again, I'm very into the metaphysics with you. I'm very into the healer of you. I'm into the mechanics of whatever that resonates with your soul. But this job that's coming up feels very temporary. And because it feels temporary, that's how I would treat it. Just before I broke my connection to corporate, I had a computer that had a scroll down at the bottom, and I've told the story numerous times. On the very bottom of it, as it would scroll by, everybody was putting, oh, I'm having a great day, and oh, my God, isn't the world wonderful, and isn't this, you know, kumbaya. And on mine, I put, this is only temporary. And I saw that every day. This job is only temporary because I knew I had to have income, but I knew this was not going to be my outcome.
Well, sometimes, too, and Elizabeth, help me out with this.
I think that's it. That's definitely it. I almost feel guilty because I do feel that. Like, I don't know why. I'm so guilty all the time, you know? Like, they're so excited, and I'm like, yay! And I'm like, ooh.
Well, because it almost feels fake. It almost feels like I'm just going through it. I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
So you start feeling that fake feeling, and that's the universe saying, because you don't belong here.
Mm.
You're doing this because right. It's comfortable. Because it's bringing you in it's bringing you
into dead end job too.
Financial flow. And we'll go back to, you know, it's a pattern too.
Mm-hmm.
This is your pattern,
yeah.
You know, and that's the universe saying, okay, so you're doing this pattern here. You're having dead end job after dead end job, shit job after shit job, you know,
yeah.
And it's just, what are you going to do to change this?
Exactly.
It's that roller coaster. And that goes back to the callers before that are unhappy in their jobs. The universe is saying, okay, you're not happy here because you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
So
okay.
Right now, I think all of us are kind of in agreement. Go ahead and go. It's a temporary job. This is not something that's going to be permanent.
Exactly.
But this is a wake-up call that says, okay, now we've provided you with this job, but you better start looking for the right one for you. And if that's the case, we'll help you. I mean, it's like the number said, we are watching out for you and we will help you find the perfect job. But we also want to let you know you have to feel worthy to have that job.
Maybe that's it. I don't know what it is.
You need to start using that intellect of yours that you've got in your head to suss out your next trip, your next. I don't mean trip, job, to set
yeah,
out
okay.
what you need to grow. And there's a tuning fork that is an A note, the letter
okay.
A. Like, you know, we have
uh-huh.
C, D,
like,
E, F, G, A.
It's a musical note.
It's a musical note.
Mm-hmm.
That's tone I think that is meant for you right now.
Okay.
You can probably find that on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Actually, you can actually find the tuning fork and the sounds.
And I would
those.
Also look for singing bowls.
Yeah.
What resonates
on YouTube
with you?
With the
song healing.
The sound, the A sound.
Yeah.
I don't remember
okay.
what hertz that is, but I think that is something meant for you right now.
Well, there's a thing on YouTube where you can actually go and listen to the healing sound of the Nikola Tesla, the 369. It's the combination of the three, number 3, 6, and 9. And only because I know that I'm a 9 number because of my numbers, that kind of resonated with me. Okay, well, then that would work with you as well. It's 369. But it's out there on YouTube. It's Nikola Tesla 369 sound healing. You can actually go and listen to that, well, sometime, you know, this week, and it will help you get through this week. The other thing that I think I need to bring up is one of the reasons why I feel like this hesitancy about going to this job is, yes, I think they're very excited about having you there, and I think it's like, wow, this is great and wonderful, but I also kind of feel like they're energy vampires, and I think some of
they
this
are.
Is where they're just trying to suck you dry. And so what our suggestion would be is make sure you protect yourself before you go. It goes back to what
okay.
Luann was talking about with the sea salt. Protect yourself
mm-hmm.
if it needs. Put yourself in the bubble, whatever it is that you need to do to get through your day. But
okay.
there's a little bit of like trying to suck you dry, and you're going, I don't have enough energy for me. How can I have energy for you guys too? And if it's not going to be replenished, it's
true.
Not right.
The other thing I can recommend is everyone has an aura.
Mm-hmm.
And if you will just spend, if you use the sea salt method that Elizabeth was talking about
mm-hmm.
on your feet, and then
uh-huh.
while you're doing that, just think of your aura expanding and protecting you.
Yes.
Okay.
Send that
yeah,
up around you to protect you from all that negativity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a very good method to help you.
What is that metal?
Yeah.
Elizabeth, that you got that we wear when we do the houses, that
it's
metal?
St. Benedict.
Do you have St. Benedict running around?
Why isn't it in your pocket? Well, neither are we, but
we
use those for the house blessings. We use it when we go to investigate a house. We use it. We give it to each other when one of us has an issue. I mean,
I'm looking at it above my door.
Oh, okay.
Because I was getting attacked so much.
Get another one and put it in your billfold. Put it in your pocket. Keep it with you when you go to work. All three of us have crystals out the wazoo, but we all wear pants pockets, and we all, you know, keep them in our pockets with us anytime we go outside. But that's, I'm glad you brought that up, Carrie, because that really is a really good thing to wear, or anybody else that's listening, for when you're in a job situation and you feel like you're under attack or somebody could potentially mentally and physically.
A violet flame is another thing.
That's true.
Yeah.
I have had physically people accuse me of stuff and then try, like I really thought they were going to try something, like really pushing barriers.
We know this is working because we have a light in here that is what we use when energy comes around, and it just lit up blue. And so we know that we're on the right track. So, yeah, you want to definitely get another one of those and keep that with you.
Okay.
Again, it's a great tool to use. It's, you know, why not? What I find extraordinary.
Do you know
why?
I use
everything from every religion, anything. Seriously.
I didn't even know about him until I was just meditating and he came around me. And I would go get a massage and someone said, "Do you know a guy named Benny?" And I'm like, "Nope." And I go somewhere else, "Then Benny's around you." I'm like, "They called him Benny." And then one person said, "Benedict?" I'm like, by this like third or fourth time, I kind of said, "Wow, okay." So I went to the Catholic bookstore and got a little book on him. That's how I found out about who he was.
Well, you just never know. Yeah. Well, I think that's your answer. So we're gonna wrap this
up. I thought I missed the bus. I missed the bus. I appreciate y'all.
Yeah, you're not missing the bus. You're good.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Okay, hon, you take care, and we will talk
Thank
to you,
you so
in
much.
The future. Oh, you bet.
Yes, I'll call back. Yeah.
Okay, hon, take care.
Have a great night.
Thank you. You know, that brings up why we started Psychic Senses, so everybody would know about grounding.
Different things that we use.
And, of course, that kind of played out, but it still never hurts to remind people what they need to do to ground.
Well, grounding is important, especially in this day and time, because all the different things and a lot of people are being forced into situations that go against what their belief system is.
True.
And, you know, we're not a political group. This is not what we do.
No.
But the one thing we have to tell you is you have to listen to your intuition.
Even doing what we do, the other day, I had got in our group and I was like, "Guys, I'm up here balancing my husband. I had to have a test done. He was in there with me, and I had a panic attack because I just was not ready to be put in this machine." I was like, "No, I'm not ready." And no, he took on energy, and for the rest of the day, he was so off balance. I was like, "I don't know what to do for you."
Yeah.
And so I put it in there, and Elizabeth was first one in there and said, "Tell him to take his shoes off, go outside, and walk in the grass." Okay. As soon as he did that, because I watched and he was like, "Yes," and he just got balanced, and because he was running into walls.
Oh my god!
And he was just—it was just like he was so off because he had taken. It was panic attacks are pretty strong, and then he takes on my energy plus his anxiety from being in there with me.
Mm-hmm.
So he got hit pretty hard, and he doesn't do this for a living. So when something like that hits him, he's not sure what to do with it, and it puts him.
A
roller coaster of emotions. But after he took that hit for me, I felt fine. And I was able to go through with this test and have it done. Mm-hmm. But he was off the whole entire day.
Well, now you know, and now we know that's what it will work for him.
Absolutely.
So he can actually either on the grass or on the concrete, as long as it's not too hot, I mean, obviously, or, you know, something that
now
will...
we know, you know, to also protect him before, so he doesn't take much of my energy on.
Right.
You know, or vice versa.
Well, I use obsidian. Any people use hematite?
Hematite, yeah. He has hematite.
Stuff like obsidian as well.
Yeah, well, I would put that hematite in my hand when that procedure starts.
Well, we didn't have any. It was an MRI. This particular thing, he is an open one, so he was able to sit so I can see him.
Uh-huh.
And so when she first rolled me in, I started to panic. But it still hurts my face a little too much. I don't do well with that. And so he was picking that up, and all of a sudden I could feel it leave me, but he was getting the brunt of that. You know, now I know to have him protect beforehand and before anything else is done, or vice versa, because you pick up stuff too,
but
we don't realize it.
And that's what we're talking about, because we're talking about jobs and careers,
and
we're talking about the places that you work, and you do not realize what you pick up. And we have worked with people or read for people, and we'll say, who is this woman that is just absolutely atrocious? And they go, well, that's my coworkers. Well, that coworker is attached to you.
Yeah.
And you're walking around with that energy. And they go, no, I'm not. You go, if I pick it up,
it is.
It's there.
If I can describe the person's hair, color, eye color,
yes,
height, and all of that too.
If I can tell you this is with woman number two, then you're obviously in a job
that's
you should
happening.
Not be in. Okay, on to the next. Caller 8505. You were live in the air with Karen, Luann, and Elizabeth. What's your question for us tonight?
Hello? Caller?
Okay. Caller 0837, you are live on the air. We talked to you before?
Hey.
I think we have, haven't we?
Yeah, no,
yeah,
I was just listening.
No, oh, you're just listening. Okay, well, I'm going to put you back on hold.
All right, thanks.
Yeah. Oh, my God, now I can't read.
She needs your glasses, people. Help us
My goodness, people, bear with me. It sucks getting old. Okay. Caller 0941, you were live and on the air with Carrie Luann and Elizabeth.
We got into the energy, didn't
we? Yeah, we got into the wrong energy on that one. Okay. What's your question for us tonight?
Yep. Thanks for taking my call, ladies.
My gosh. Thank God it's you.
How is it, Jake?
Oh, my God.
Elizabeth Luann.
Jake.
Jerry. Okay. Well, honey.
Things
are
a little wonky here.
So, I'm glad you,
yeah,
I'm glad you
like
called.
It.
Oh, my God.
What?
We did the same thing we did last time. No, you know, nobody care us and blah, blah. So now that we corrected that, and now they're helping us get back in balance, I'm glad you called. So what is going – what's your question for us tonight?
Well, it's been interesting times again. I don't know for what I talked to you last time, but I was at a talking with my service manager and a member of HR regarding what happened about a couple of weeks ago. And we did have a talk on Friday. So it was really interesting about them trying to help out me. But I have this funny feeling that my boss is not trustworthy in a way that I can trust him with my feelings, because he tells the other people that he knows that are close to him about things that should be confidential and not should be actually shared actually with other people. So,
This is not Mediumship Monday, but like we were talking earlier, sometimes we just have to go there. How much healing work have you done with your mom and the negativity that you and her had together? And the not trusting each other and the not being heard?
Well, no, not that much, no.
That's an interesting. Go with that, Carrie.
Well, because you're talking about your boss not hearing you, or your higher ups not hearing, not being heard, and not being understood. And I just kept hearing that something that you need to go back and heal, or it would be a good idea to go back and heal with your mom, and start that process, and it will shift with the work and people around you.
Mm-hmm.
The pattern. It's something that, you know, it feels like it started with mom, and that it's just gone from job to job, because this isn't the first job where you've not been heard. Because you go in, you do your job, you do your thing, and you leave. I mean, you don't cause any problems. You don't cause any. Do you speak up for yourself? Absolutely. And that, yes, absolutely, you need to do that. But in the way you do it, it's ethical, it's proper, and it's just a matter of not being heard. And that goes back to mom.
You know, Carrie, you're bringing up something really, really interesting. So I don't want to ask you something. Was that an issue between either you and your mom, or between you and your stepdad, where you really weren't doing anything wrong, but were accused of doing stuff either backwards or wrong, or that's not right, or something along those lines, where you were always in a confrontation? I mean, you're such a gracious soul, and you're so blessed in so many ways, but Harry, this issue that you're talking about, that just kind of rings true, doesn't it?
I still think, you know, even throughout school,
yeah,
teachers not hearing,
yeah,
not getting, not, I don't say not getting you, it, because you're like Elizabeth is saying, you are gracious because you do take other people into consideration. Because you do have a lot to offer. You do vibrate on very high levels. Mm-hmm. People that vibrate that high are often misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
Or people will attack them, if you will, because they don't understand them and they don't feel comfortable in that energy. That's on them. That's mm-hmm. their being. It's not yours. Okay?
Right.
This goes back to healing something very early on. With like Elizabeth is saying, with mom, with stepdad, with whomever that may be, throughout school, and that I just feel like that's a big shift there. It says, okay, I get it now. But it's something for you to get, not for them to get. Because, again, I'm going back to the job being temporary. This is a temporary stop for you.
Yeah.
It's comfortable because you get up and you know what you're doing. But pretty soon the universe is going to say, okay, Jay, it's time to get out of your comfort zone now because you have so much. Like our previous caller, you have so much in sort of the metaphysical world, but in the healing world and in that area to give.
Jay, I want to ask you something right quick. I had it, and it just, honest to God, it just totally left my mind.
Well, his throat chakra blocked. That's about communicating.
Well, that may be why I'm swallowing 100 times a minute.
That's about communicating and about, you know, being heard.
Yeah, and the speaking and
truth.
Being spoken to, or heard and being listened to. But I think Carrie, I think you really are onto something, and this is like a major insight. It's as if part of him is reliving mm-hmm. that same
scenario over and over with just different people.
Right, and I do agree that your boss, Jay, do not give any information you feel would be sacred, that you feel is too personal, that you feel whatever. Do not tell this person anything, because what I'm getting is they look at you and act like this is a really good friend of yours. I don't know that I trust it.
Yeah, it's a hidden agenda.
There's a hidden agenda. That's the word. That there's a hidden looking for, Carrie. I trust this person.
I know what you're saying. And the only person, because approval came up too, and it was definitely, you don't need anybody's approval except for your own.
Right. So I'm still have to, you know, the follow rules and things like that. But I find you now that
and you
I
do follow them. The thing is you follow the rules. And that's just, you follow the rules. And that's back to what Elizabeth was talking about earlier on how, you know, the people that don't follow the rules usually will go after the people who follow the rules to make themselves feel better.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. I find that I was actually talking to one of my doctors who's actually like-minded too, and I said, you know, mm-hmm. you know, think of applying for long-term disability just in case. You know, so.
Yeah, I can see that, sure. You know what, I think I'll go ahead and put that into motion now. I don't think I would wait.
Yeah, don't just release your feeling of being stuck.
Because, and also, we're going to mention Mercury goes into retrograde on the 27th of this month, and it lasts until October the 17th. And in that period, and we can't stress that enough, is when it's lack of communication, things get fouled up, paperwork is lost, faxes do not work, cell phones get lost, printers print, phone calls get messed, you name it, it happens.
Because and people say, well, that's not what you said.
Yeah, I did say that. Well, no, you didn't. Okay, make sure if you're going to do that disability, either do it now before that period or do it after.
Yeah, I've got another appointment with my doctor November 1st.
That's perfect. That's right. October 17th, November 1st, go for it.
And I would like to recommend that you carry a turquoise. That helps with communication.
It does.
Yes, on the right of the throat. Yeah, like around your neck if you can.
And if you can't, then when you're communicating, just stick your hand in your pocket and hold on to it while you're trying to communicate, because it's really supposed to help with that. And that's what I carry for communication during Mercury retrograde.
And with that, I do want to throw out, if somebody can purchase that for you and give that to you, I know that's asking a lot. If you have a friend that you could go with and you say, hey, I need your help. You buy this for me and hand it to me. Now, you can pay them back. It doesn't matter. But they need to give that stone to you because it is the gift of communication. It's very Native American. And people that wear turquoise and silver are looked upon from the people on the other side as that is a member of our tribe. And when they see that, they want to help that other member of the tribe. It's the silver and a turquoise. It's not purchasing the turquoise yourself. It's being given the gift of communication as turquoise for you. But I would also have a piece of silver of some sort, whether it's a ring or whatever. Just combine the two. Have the turquoise and the silver. You can put it in a bag, keep it in your pocket, whatever.
Okay.
But it's the way that the Native Americans on the other side, they see you as he's one of us. And we shall help him. That's from the Navajo.
And that goes back to the drum and the sound and the way the sounds are so healing and good for you.
Right.
Right. Okay.
So, that is.
What was that we read a while ago about 10?
Tens. Let's see. So the number 10 for you, Jay?
That's the number I'm giving for him, 10, 1, 10.
Okay, so this says the universe wants you to hold positive thoughts about this situation. As everything is working out for your highest good, call upon the universe to help you stay optimistic as your thoughts are an influencing factor in the outcome. So, and yeah, Luann, I would definitely say that was a major piece of information, because our thoughts do influence what happens to us. And you're very intuitive, you're very knowledgeable, and that's an important factor.
Yes it is.
Yeah, especially for you
right now.
Yeah, you know your level is off the scale of the charts.
Of what?
Being very empathic, very knowledgeable.
And intuitive.
Intuitive.
Yes. In ways, but I just try to, I don't know, not hide it, but I don't
That's the empath in you.
Podcast,
yeah.
that's the empath.
Empaths try to hide that stuff.
So what I'm getting for you, and this is very interesting to me because I don't think I've ever seen this before, is whatever crystal you put in your right pocket, make sure you're putting a balance in the left pocket right now. It's so important how you're stoned.
When you get stoned.
Oh, you're stoned. Wait a minute.
Okay. All right. Yes. I would listen to Carrie.
We were recommending that.
Yes.
Oh, no. I recommend getting stoned in a good way. In a good way. In a balanced way.
Yes.
Yeah. So
well,
whatever stone you put on the right, make sure you're balancing it with the left. And if it feels off balance, then you switch it. Switch a stone, whatever feels. But once you get that proper balance, that's going to be your every morning. Get up, put those stones in your pocket, whatever that. However you carry those, and that's going to be your balance for a while.
Yeah. Wow. And pretty soon it'll be a habit because I had my boss, I had a obsidian that I carried in my pocket, and all I had to do is see him, and my hand went in my pocket.
Yeah. That's true.
I had the St. Benedict
for the last 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, seriously. Yeah.
I had the St. Benedict.
The
I put the bubble around me. I put the violet flame around me. Even in my classroom, I'd even put the violet flame around our walls.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my door. And she never would come into my room after that.
Well, and you being a teacher, you're very aware that these ones just bring in all kinds of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually chaotic.
It was usually
because
adults
little.
That we had problems with. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so hang in there.
So
use all of your legal weapons.
Seriously. Well, Jay, I hope that helps you. I'm really glad you called because we've been thinking about you and wondering how things were going. And this situation with that individual it just makes my spidey senses go off. And I think it just makes all of our spidey senses go off. And when that happens, that's just kind of like, oh, wow, this is not necessarily the best news.
That is correct. So I'm just playing it by ear and like I said, just funny feeling that I'm being watched right now from somebody else.
Yeah, you are.
You are.
Yep.
Yeah. I think
no
that's
doubt
what's
about
hidden.
It.
The whatever. There's some hidden stuff going on.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The thing is you're picking up on it and you can't figure out where it's coming from. Just know that you're absolutely spot on and correct.
Yeah,
you know it, and that's what we've been telling everybody tonight. Listen to that intuition. Listen to your gut feeling. Listen to that.
Right.
I mean, we tell each other that. Well, how do you feel about that? Well, what's your gut feeling on that? And then once that happens, then we bring it back in, and it's not so outside. Then we go internal and go, oh yeah, okay, I get it.
And sometimes the answer is, it sucks.
Yeah.
And it does, but you got that out for some reason, and it's like, oh, that helped.
Yeah,
Just getting that a little bit out and saying, okay, but knowing too that you're within your ethics and your those boundaries.
And you're not crazy.
You're not crazy.
No.
You're not crazy. You're intuitive.
And there's a lot of times you have to ask yourself, are these feelings mine, or am I picking this up from someone else?
Exactly. That's a big question that people.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need to know. Well, hon, we hope that helps you. We're going to send you really, really, really a lot of big Texas energy of a positive nature. We're going to send you Texas hugs and just as much positive information as you can stand and a best possible resolve to this outcome so that you can live your life, the best life that you can live.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, may the sunshine always be above you and below you, so you're always on, you know, receive it in all sorts of ways from your heart.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Take care.
We love you. Take care, and we will be talking to you again soon.
Love you, too. Thank you.
Okay, take care. You bet.
Yeah.
Have a great night.
Too.
So one of the things that we probably also need to let our callers know is that he's from Canada. We have no idea what he looks like. We have no idea except from just the phone calls that we've had. But he is one of the most amazing people.
And we are still trying to pull him into the drum circle.
It comes up every time.
Every time Carrie says, now, you know what we talked about with the drum. And then Luann taps into that Native American. Let's do the turquoise. And you know what? Mm-hmm. That was absolutely brilliant because.
That's what I did.
That was the perfect.
When you get the Native Americans, people are like, well, I'm not Native American. I don't have any of that. And it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. No.
Like you were saying earlier. Let me word this properly. Every religion should be there to help each other.
Right.
You know, we pull a little bit from this one. We pull a little bit from that one. You know, be open to it.
Well, I find religion very fascinating, and
yes.
I find it very interesting because it is diverse. But what I love about religion of all sorts and all faiths or whatever is the fact that angels are included in
every one of them.
In every religion, there are always angels. And to me, if you have angels in all religions and angels bring you comfort or information or peace or to watch over you, you can't go wrong with that kind of situation. All right, on to the next one. Oh, gee, wow, we're about to run out of time here, so let me go to the next one. Here we go. Caller 9224, you were live and on the air with Carrie, Luann, and Elizabeth. What's your question tonight?
That's a cool number.
Do you see anything with work or love life different?
Okay.
I like it when they tell us right away.
Let me reshuffle that.
What do you got, Luann?
Seeing anybody? Because I got three men here.
Well, you know what happened real quick? I know you don't have much time, only 8 minutes, but I had a good feeling somebody I was seeing, they were still going through a divorce, not divorced yet and stuff, and he took me out like five times and stuff, and I just had a gut feeling yesterday. He made some weird comments, and I said, I don't know if we're looking for the same thing, and then he's like, oh, yeah, I don't know. I might want to date others and stuff, but I'm not at that point of life. I want to date one person and get to know them.
Okay, well, that particular person you were talking about, I got the card as you were talking, hello, goodbye.
Oh, my God.
That was clear as day on that one. But I like it because there's two
more
men there, right?
About 2 hours ago.
Oh, my God.
I just told people thank you to her. Yeah.
And is this person younger than you?
No, older.
They need to go.
Yep.
That is a bye-bye, goodbye, have a nice life.
Real quick, you know what he told me real quick yesterday? He took me on a date. We go past a little Marshall's Home Good place, and he goes, oh, I got to get a job there because I can see a lot of hot women in eye candy.
Oh,
and we're on a date.
Excuse me?
That's awesome.
And
for
I got all dressed up in my makeup, my hair, everything.
Oh, that, okay. So that is so over. I can see it. It doesn't even show up on my radar.
No, it's done.
I mean, we say it here in Texas, El Paso.
Yeah. But do you see anybody else? Or?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's got two other people here.
Yeah, I think that's the guy that's all up in his head. It's all about him. That's the one she's been.
So, okay, gone.
He's
what about
gone.
The next?
And the next guy, I see somebody a little bit younger with you. I don't mean a whole
younger.
Lot.
Yeah,
younger.
Not like years
well,
younger.
Well, good.
But...
Younger is good. A little bit. You know, a little younger.
And then what is your age?
She's got two more that are going to be showing up.
That's what I'm getting.
Okay. Yeah, where the heck am I meeting
them?
Who knows?
I don't think this
What do you got?
I got last year.
I don't go
and
online anymore. I hate
time.
That. Yeah.
You got last year and what?
I got last year and one step at a time.
Last year,
it's one step
at a time.
It's definitely not at Marshall's. I can guarantee you that you're not going to find anybody
there. Is it
going to
be soon?
What number are you getting?
I could definitely yes.
Three.
Okay, you've got
three,
and Carrie's got definitely yes. She just drew that card. What have you got?
I hope it's 3 weeks and not 3 months.
Okay, I've got the letter, which means communication is going to be coming to you very, very soon. So, okay, you said three?
Three.
All right, so if Luann's picking three, let me just see right quick. The number three, oh, Okay, listen to this. It says the ascended masters are helping you. Usually this means an ascended master you felt close to, for example, whichever one you want to choose, or some other spiritual or religious figure will help you with this situation, which means these two people that are out there, I think from what we're looking at, it says do not worry about how that's going to happen. Just know that that is going to happen. But there's two other people that are going to come to you. And you'll have to decide which one you want or which one you're going to choose.
Okay.
Maybe one
Right.
The first one, what was the first? Okay, Luann, tell
younger.
Her again.
The first one that came along was younger.
Right.
And I don't mean years and years younger.
Right.
I mean just a little younger than her.
Right.
And the other one is either her age or a little bit older, not a lot older.
Okay. And you got the number three.
And the number three. And
3 days, 3 weeks, or 3 months.
And I got the Fairy Queen of Light comes to shed love and light onto your current situation and reminds you that light can penetrate the darkness. So keep it positive.
Absolutely.
Everything positive.
And goodbye to Marshall. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I
couldn't believe he said that. Can you?
I can't either. No.
No. He's got.
And then he was also saying,
the
people at work are showing me pictures of ladies that want to go out with me. They have friends. What are you telling me for?
Thank you.
That
is the best news I've had, because now I know you won't be alone when I say, I don't want to see you again.
Well, yeah, right. That's one of those situations where,
anything different with work? Do you see anything? I have a job to do, but I don't want to do two jobs. I don't want to do food service and lunch money. I just want like one A job or one job that's all day. You know what I'm saying? I don't want
to. Real quick, there's a new job that's going to be coming to you, so be open to it.
Well, tomorrow I'm going for food service, but then that means I have to put like a hair knot, do food service, and then start go from night to that job to lunch monitor. I don't want to do two part-time and run on like an idiot. I want one job.
Right. Well, make it so.
I have to put this out there because this lady keeps telling me, stop applying for jobs you don't want.
Oh.
Well, right. It's not that. It's that some I'm not qualified for, so there's only certain jobs out there.
Well, then that's where you got
to
go.
I have to work, so I have to, you know, like take anything, but it's, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
We do. All right, and we're almost out of time now. I've got 90 seconds.
But you do, do you see the job as an old job or a new job coming in? Or?
Okay, we see a job coming. I can't tell you whether it's new or not because I'm under pressure.
All right, I'm sorry. Okay.
No problem. Okay. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay,
bye.
Bye.
All right. Sorry about that, guys, but we've got to wrap it up. We've only got like 80 seconds or something like that. Anyway, we appreciate you all sticking with us tonight, even though things weren't turned on. So for those of you who did not get a chance to hear what we were talking about, we're going to be having a Zoom-a-thon Sunday, October 31st. The price is $20. Kerry, Luann, and myself, all three, will be on the air, on live, and you can join us. We're only taking 20 people. If you want to be a part of this group, send us an email at makeitsonetwork@gmail.com and put in the title Zoomassance, Zoomassance. And we hope to see you there for Halloween. It'll actually Halloween night, 8 to 10 Central. So from all of us to all of you, thank you so much for joining us and have a good night. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
you for joining us. Until we reconnect, stay healthy and hopeful. We realize that these are stressful times, and we encourage you to seek professional connections if you or a loved one are having suicidal thoughts. Please go to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255-TALK or text HELLO to 741741, which is the crisis text line. Both are free, open 24/7, and they will respond. Good night.